This is the Kate Daly Show.
The cowboy may roam from his homeland, way out on that great divide, but in his heart he will still be a cowboy.
Funny is the cowboy hat didn't come along until later. They used to wear like little boleros, like little bolero hats. I love, we were just talking about Westerns. The difference between 1824 or 1854 and today, or 1884 and 2024, why was Dances with Wolves so popular? Why do you think?
Dances with Wolves showed that the treatment of the Indians was done by a minority of Americans. That the vast majority of Americans weren't out to slaughter the American Indian. They wanted to expand, mm-hmm. but the real evil came from a very small minority of our leaders in government mm-hmm. who made false treaties and took advantage of it. But the average American person was just trying to better their lives. They weren't out to slaughter the American Indian. But yet today, when we look back, we're told all you white people are evil. You slaughtered the Indians. Or mm-hmm. all you white people are racist. You had slaves. Slave owners were a minority in our history, not a majority.
There was only 325,000 families that did it.
Yes, and yet by looking back from today with the special interest groups, that we were all always evil.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't matter. All evil.
And Dances with Wolves showed mm-hmm. the humanity of the Indians and the white people. And that's why it was so popular.
Yeah, wanting to understand each other,
yes.
wanting to have liberty, you know?
Yeah.
The Indian culture, the things that they used to do to war with each other over this land were atrocious, too. I mean, like, it's always the white guy.
Well,
just
but,
makes me so sick.
But even understand. With that, with mm-hmm. the American Indians fighting each other. Mm-hmm. There again, it wasn't all of them.
It was
minorities.
Yeah.
Certain tribes were like that. Mm-hmm. Certain tribes were very peaceful.
But painted through the glasses of 2024,
yeah. Oh, no.
It is all of us. All the time, all racist, everything.
Yeah.
And when you, I really do hope that you share this, because it'll be in podcast form tonight. If you share this with your kids, if you share this with your families, because we need to understand what 1800s America looked like when basically the government's income was mostly off tariffs, mostly off only two things, and then we turned it into income tax. We turned it in. Are we more free now in 2024?
Not hardly.
Not hardly. No, we're not. We have lost a majority of our liberty. Are we smarter?
No.
We're battling over what a man is, what a woman is. We're not smarter. So how did that come to be? How did that happen? How did we get worse?
Well, you know, you go back to the Old West. They had the one-room school, mm-hmm. grades K through 12, mm-hmm. all in the same building. Mm-hmm. The teacher was somebody everybody knew and respected. You didn't yeah. have a union.
Right.
You know, and they educated our children.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening today. Look at what's going on in Chicago right now with the teachers union, the Chicago mm-hmm. Teachers Union. Mm-hmm. They're making demands over the next 5 years. They want another $50 billion pumped into the school system.
Right.
And yet their students, 24% mm-hmm. reading and mm-hmm. 17% math
yeah.
proficiency.
Right.
That, how can they dare ask for mm-hmm. more money?
I don't know. So we're looking at, I mean, it's huge, $7 billion yeah. budget. So we're looking at America now. We're worse off, we're more stupid, and we're accepting of more, and we have politicians driving the country into the
yep.
ground. Every
yep.
little selfish act that they do for whatever their career they're getting is detrimental to us. And so the more I learn in these last 13 years about the lies of history, the disinformation, the con artists, the horrifying politicians, because I only know a couple that are worth their salt in the country, seriously. As I'm pouring through all this research and history, there's the constant feeling that we're here for a reason at this time. So if you get discouraged about being on the earth right now, I would say that if you weren't on the earth right now, you would be begging to go to earth right now so that you could help. You would be begging for that opportunity because you know you would. We get down to this earth. What are you doing to help? Are you cowering? Are you part of the problem? Are you censoring people? Are you making horrible decisions? Are you doing all those things? Or are you taking the opportunity to lead, to stand up, to fight, to say, I won't put up with that. I hear some truth, neighbor. Here's some truth, neighbor. This is an opportunity to lead. What a great time to be alive.
Yep.
This is a great time to be alive. We can see the stark difference between 18, 24, and today. So take the opportunity. Let's go. Let's do this.
We can do it now, or we can wait until everyone's suffering.
Yeah.
We're not suffering right now.
Not yet. We haven't felt the full force of what the tracks they're laying right now.
But if we wait and don't put an end to this nonsense now, we will suffer.
Right. Because once the tracks are completed, there's no getting out of it. So right now, we need everyone in this fight. We need to take, you know, take the opportunity to lead. This is an opportunity to shine. To do what you think you would have done, right? To be that person that you think you were going to be. Instead of the horrible politician, instead of the career politician, instead of the people behind the crud, don't be that guy.
And
be the good guy.
And those people are the ones that won the United States in the Revolution, won the United States in the Civil War, won the United States in the Westward Movement.
Yep.
It was always the people who did not fear.
Yep. We're here because of well-laid plans. And what really it should have been is our expectation of well-laid plans, because that's how evil works. So it's time to get off the fence. Fence sitting is akin to being evil now. You're a fence sitter? Just go to that side. That's your side. You already picked it. So you get to choose good or evil. You're going to be the upstanding American. You're going to do what it takes to preserve the country. Or are you going to be the fence-sitting evil guy, or the guy that does nothing, or the guy that's too stupid that shouldn't be in a power role, or the person with intent and malice trying to do this? And they always say for the greater good. It's never for the greater good.
No.
It's for their greater good.
Yep.
Their greater good, okay? Has nothing to do with you. It's not saving you. It's not helping you. And the greater good is a communistic statement anyway.
The two deadly statements, the greater good and bipartisanship.
Oh, we went bipartisan on this. Oh my gosh, I want to cringe. Nails on a chalkboard every single time I hear that. Look, if you weren't here, you'd be begging to come here. So this time on earth that you've got, make it count or don't. You have a choice. Get off the fence. Get off the fence. It's beyond the time to make a decision by now. But you've got to tell your kids. Make a decision. What side are you on? You're going to fight for this? Is it worth it? Your liberty, your free agency, or not? That's pretty much it right now.
Yep.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with your families. And, of course, thank you, Uncle Milty. Mm-hmm. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow.